So I'm here at the Allergy and Free From show, and we've got two more visitors, haven't we, Brady?
We have indeed, aren't we lucky?
So I've got Neil and Rick from A2 Milk, and they came over and said they'd like to show us some of their milk, and we can have a try.
Absolutely.
So what do you do then at A2 Milk?
So basically, as you can see on the table, we make a fresh cow's milk product. So it's available in all major supermarkets, priced at £1.39 a litre, and it's just fresh British cow's milk. With the difference. The difference is our protein that's in there.
Yeah.
So our milk is 100% A2 protein, which has been shown to be easier to digest. So people who normally struggle with milk,
okay,
they get that bloating, they get problems with the skin, eczema possibly,
yeah,
or they maybe even have lactose intolerance type symptoms, our milk might be the solution for them.
Okay.
So actually we're bringing people back to milk again. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
So people who are avoiding milk could potentially start drinking milk again?
Absolutely.
About
1 in 5 of us in the UK typically struggle with milk. That's 13 million people struggle with milk, and
yeah,
they avoid it as a consequence.
Yeah.
And so yes, our milk could be the milk to bring them back to milk again.
So do you go through some kind of process to, how do you do it?
Okay, I'll come in on that.
Magic.
Right, I'm actually a dairy farmer, so
okay,
my cows produce the milk. And going back 4 years ago when we first started, we did a DNA test on all the cows in the herd, and we managed to isolate there are three types of cows. There's cows that exclusively produce A1 protein, exclusively A2 protein, and the third group produce a mixture of both proteins. So with a DNA test then, we could sell the A1 cows, sell the A1, A2 cows, and just keep a herd that exclusively produce milk with the A2 protein.
Wow.
And as it's the A1 protein that caused most of the digestive issues, that meant that the milk we sell...
They were eliminated, yeah.
Exactly, is eliminated. So people who struggle with all normal milk can drink our milk without any symptoms.
That is absolutely
amazing.
Brilliant.
It must have taken a long time.
No, it's quite a straightforward process in terms of the testing. It's once you've got the results back, then you have the difficult decision of which cows you're going to sell.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they all went to other dairy farms to produce milk in their conventional herds.
Yeah.
But then I was left with half a herd, which I've then, over the last 3 years, been slowly building back up again. But now we breed our own A2 cows, because we also DNA test the bulls.
Yeah.
So now, as long as we use an A2 bull on an A2 cow, we're guaranteed to get an A2 calf.
So okay,
the future is secure.
Okay, so what originally made you decide as a dairy farmer that you wanted to go, you know, down this, I want to say cleaner, but I don't know what the word is, but this niche kind of area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in the first place, really, it's sort of a terrible indictment, but really it was the money.
Yeah.
There was a premium to be paid on A2 milk, and so I was after the money.
Yeah.
However, the strange thing was that 2 weeks after converting my herd to A2 milk, and because I drink my own milk fresh from the cows, I realised that the eczema that I'd had for 42 years had disappeared.
Wow.
And so for the last 4 years I've been completely eczema free, although like I say, and from birth almost I'd had this eczema on my legs. So that's just one of the benefits. And then all that time I'd never ever considered that I'd got a dairy intolerance.
Just never
gave it a thought, but it's gone, and I'm glad to see the back of it.
I'm not surprised. It's actually started to make me think. So I've got two children, and we've all got like little niggles,
yes,
eczema, and
yes,
little bits that they don't bother me too much, but it does make you start to think, well, actually, is it something that
exactly
they're having every single day, like milk on their cereal, that could potentially be causing it?
I think one of the interesting facts is that cows are the only mammals that actually produce this A1 protein. All other mammals are A2, and that includes humans. So human breast milk is A2 protein.
Oh.
And so we're basically going back to what is naturally designed for our
bodies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
So Rick, you're a dietitian.
That's correct, yes.
So when did you get involved in the project?
So I started working with A2 last August, and I happened to see A2 milk about 2 years prior to that. I went to a medical conference, and I heard all about the research around A2 milk, which actually goes back about 40 years.
Wow.
But actually, as a dietitian, I've never come across this before, because it's not part of conventional medical training. And I was absolutely blown away by the impact that this could have on my patients, and also, you know, possibly even my own health later on.
Yeah.
And the fact it's such a simple switch, and many people, like you said, with children, etc., it's an easy thing to do.
Because people don't want to give up milk all the time, do they? And that's why people continue to suffer with health problems. And this, like you say, is such an easy option. It's no effort required.
Absolutely.
It's a simple switch.
Absolutely.
I think from the dairy farmer's point of view, the great thing that we've got, and it beats all of the products in the sort of the milk, the free from milk range or dairy free range, is that milk tastes great. And that's the one thing that nobody can compete with us on, the producing of the products. And so when it comes down to it, people who have to drink the alternatives very often try our product and say, oh, that tastes so good. Yeah. It's so nice to be able to drink milk again.
Yes.
Well, talking of trying, shall we give it a go?
Yes, please.
By the way, I absolutely love the branding.
I love
walked
this.
Past a minute ago and I didn't realise it was you guys.
Yes.
But there's a big pair of knickers on the front.
There's actually a story behind that. So one of our testimonials is by a lady called Sophie. And these are Sophie's big knickers, effectively, because she used to suffer with bloating so badly. She had to wear these big knickers, but she switched to A2 milk and the bloating went away. And so that's one of our astonishing stories.
Brilliant, though. I love it.
And we won't tell you what
they're quite
wear.
Nice big knickers.
It tastes exactly the same as normal milk. Is this the semi-skimmed one that
that's
I'm
semi-skimmed
having?
And
so it comes in semi-skimmed and whole milk.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I really do
so
like
which
that.
One have I got here?
You got the whole milk. If you want to
see. I told you before the interview that I'm not a big milk fan, but I don't mind it. I have black coffee and everything. So
it's interesting that when people try it, the vast majority of people will say it tastes exactly the same as milk. I can't taste any difference. That's great. That's what we want.
Yeah.
But there's a small proportion of people that say it tastes wonderful.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's so much that it tastes better. I think it's the fact that for whatever reason, when they're drinking normal milk, there's some
guilt or a psychological.
I don't think it's guilt. I think it's because they have an intolerance or a difficulty with it.
Right.
That they're tasting something that's not normal, if that makes sense. So when they drink this milk, it tastes how we all taste it. That's
maybe
the difference.
Yeah, maybe.
It is, because they really can't get over the difference.
Yeah.
And yet, 90% of people say it tastes exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy some because my daughter, I think she could really benefit from stop having so much dairy. So I'm definitely going to give it a try. How about you?
Yeah, certainly. Like I said, for the kids. So where can we get this?
So we're stocked in all the major supermarkets. So we're in Sainsbury's, Waitrose, Tesco's, we're on Ocado, we're at Morrison's. We're even now just part of Amazon Fresh as well. So if you're in the
London area,
you can get straight to your door within, the same day or 24 hours later.
Brilliant.
So we're everywhere, basically. And we're growing and we're expanding. So
and are you around the same price as...
Well, we actually think we are priced a little bit higher, 139 a litre.
No, I can understand that because of the extra kind of effort that goes into
As the dairy farmer's point of view come back, it's not so much that this is dear, it's the fact that currently at the moment, conventional milk is ridiculously
cheap. Yeah.
It is being sold at below the cost of production, which is obviously why a lot of dairy farmers at the moment are going out of business and dispersing the herds. So I think before long, the spot price of milk has just started to rise, so I think you may find in the supermarkets conventional milk is going to start going up shortly.
Yeah.
So the actual differential between A2 and conventional milk will probably get smaller shortly.
Yeah.
It's still a really cheap product though. You get a lot for £1.39.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well thanks ever so much for coming to see us and for making me try milk again.
Great.
And have a great rest of the show.
You too, guys. Thank
you
so much for having us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.